Well, we had a winter that was a normal winter, except the fact that February is the month that made it a normal winter. And, of course, we have a spring that is a normal spring. One day it's 65, the next day we get snow flurries and lots of wind. But there's a great idea put together by the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon and the Sharon Land Trust. It's called Get Outside and Take a Hike. And we have with us now the executive director of the Sharon Land Trust, who's joining us on Robin Hood Radio this morning, Maria Grace. Maria, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at your poster here. As the weather warms, are you looking for new hiking or walking trails in Sharon? It's funny. When I find out, the weather doesn't really matter to people when it comes to hiking trails. I have friends that hike 12 months a year. Now, yeah, if there's a foot and a half or 2 feet of snow, that's something else. But hiking is something that just about anybody of any age can do, and more people are doing it.
That's absolutely right. I'm one of those crazy people that like to hike 12 months of the year, and if there's snow on the ground, we just put on some snowshoes or cross-country skis, and out we go into the woods.
And one of the great things about, especially in your position and what the Sharon Land Trust does, by the way, this whole event, Get Outside, is coming up on Tuesday, April 27th at 7 p.m. It's via Zoom. Registration is required. The website is bit.ly/LTGetOutside. Now, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, for people that don't understand what the Sharon Land Trust does before we get into this event, explain a little bit how important the Land Trust really has become over the past, I'll say, 10, 12 years.
Right. The Land Trust was established officially in 1982. It was a group of concerned citizens right in town who wanted to protect properties from overdevelopment. So they started purchasing property that was sort of ripe for maybe a sizable housing development, and they purchased those properties to maintain the rural heritage in Sharon. So right now we own about 1,400 acres of property in town. We oversee conservation easements on another 1,800 acres of property, and we're really here to protect the land for people as well as wildlife, to maintain habitat corridors for wildlife, to mitigate the effects of climate change, and to provide beautiful spots for people to recreate, either through walking and hiking, bird watching, or through equestrian use.
You know, what's interesting, the reason I ask you that question is there's so many people that think that an organization like Sharon Land Trust gets land and locks it up. It's quite exactly the opposite. As you just explained, when you get land like this, it eventually becomes more usable for people that like to get out and enjoy the land.
Absolutely, and we also need to think about some agricultural properties as well that, if it's a farm that we're protecting, we're hoping that farm stays in farmland, stays in agriculture, and we work with local farmers to ensure that that can happen.
We're speaking once again with Maria Grace, the Sharon Land Trust, and the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon presents Get Outside, Sharon Land Trust Preserves and Trails, Tuesday, April 27th. It's a Zoom event at 7 p.m. So let's talk a little bit about the different trails and the resources that people can use and that you'll be talking about.
Yep. We have 9 public preserves throughout the town that are open dawn to dusk during the entire year. Most of the trails at the preserves run roughly 2 to 3 miles in length. We do have one new preserve, the Dalton Preserve, that's not open yet, but that will have over 4 miles of trails for both hikers and equestrian use.
It's very interesting to see how your influence has grown and the different ways that – keeping the rural character of a town is so important, especially nowadays. How did you get into a personal question here? How did you get into this field? Is this been something? Obviously, you've been hiking your whole life and enjoying the great outdoors your whole life. But how did you wind up in a position as executive director?
Right. Well, I grew up in New Jersey, and I moved to Connecticut in 2014. I moved to Sharon in 2014. Before that, I worked in conservation for 20 years in New Jersey. I've always had a passion for the outdoors. I've always been an outdoor person, so I made my passion into my profession, and have been really focused on connecting others to the natural world. So I have a master's in environmental education and have spent a tremendous amount of time, connecting people to the outdoors. So coming in and working for the land trust, it was a bit of a change because working for a land trust has a lot of legality with, protecting property, working with landowners so they can understand their easement language. But it's also still increasing awareness for the natural world and the benefits that that natural world provides to humans as well as, to wildlife. So it's really important to me that I'm able to work within my field, to work within sort of my passions to connect people to the outdoors. And I've spent my whole professional career doing that.
You know, it's interesting. My mother, God bless her soul, she's been passed for a while, but she started years ago, and she had a piece of property right between the end of Sharon and West Cornwall, the top of Smith Hill Road.
Okay.
And she had divided her property into different, and she did this right up until she was 75 years old. Her property was divided into different sections where if bears were around, the trash basically was there, and if they got into the trash, she would clean it up. But she had places for turkeys. She was not a country person, though she had lived here a lot of her life. She was born and raised in the city, but she grew to really love not necessarily walking through the outdoors, but enjoying what the outdoors brings to us. And I think today people like myself, around my house, I have cameras. They're not cameras for my security. I love seeing the wildlife that comes out at the dark in winter, summer, spring, and fall. And you get to see the inhabitants that really live out in the wild. And living just off of Mount Riga, it's just, yeah, 1 mile out of Salisbury, it's just a great experience being outdoors. And I think that's the important thing. More and more people realize the importance of how great nature is around us.
Absolutely. We always talked when I was in grad school about close encounters with wildlife, and not necessarily of the dangerous variety, but, being able to witness, a black bear or a bobcat, in your neighborhood or on your property is just, it's a special moment that really connects us to the natural world and sort of resets us and allows us to sort of pause and take a breath and let us know that we're sort of part of something bigger. But it's really, really fascinating.
Maria Grace is our guest once again, the executive director of the Sharon Land Trust. And once again, the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon and the Sharon Land Trust have put together a great presentation, Get Outside, Take a Hike. It's coming up on Tuesday, April 27th at 7 p.m. via Zoom. During this Zoom event, can people ask you questions? Are you going to give them more information on direct information on the trails and things like that?
I'm hoping that it'll be sort of a virtual tour of all of our 9 preserves. So we're going to go through them with some pictures and some history of each of the properties. We'll locate it for you on the map. And then I'm really hoping that it'll encourage people to get out onto our preserves and walk them and sort of take their own tour for themselves in person.
I just think this is a great idea. You know, years ago, we used to broadcast from the Sharon Audubon Center, and that's how I first started to see trails, trails that anybody could walk. They had trails for people that were handicapped, people that were elderly. I mean, and walking those trails, and if you really do live in the area, you should enjoy the spectacle that comes with it, with the outdoors.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we are blessed in this area that we have an abundance of trails. I mean, Sharon Land Trust trails, but other other land trusts have owned property in the area. We have the Appalachian Trail. We have several state parks and state forests. So we are surrounded by open spaces that we can take a walk in.
Well, once again, for people to get more information on what's available from the Sharon Land Trust, their preserves and trails, Tuesday, April 27th at 7 p.m., a joint production by the Hotchkiss Library and Sharon Land Trust. Get outside, take a hike. Once again, it's via Zoom. If you want to register, the web address is bit.ly/LTGetOutside. And much luck. I hope a lot of people, you know, these Zoom events that libraries are putting on really are getting great attendance. And I would expect that you're going to have a full house. I love watching you and watching the trails.
I'm looking forward to it. People will be able to answer questions. I'll be able to answer people's questions at the end of the program. And, you know, we're always available. If you call the office or email us, we're always available to offer some insight and advice for recreating in the outdoors.
And what's the telephone number for people if they want to call?
The Land Trust office is 860-364-5137. And our email is info@sharonlandtrust.org.
info@sharonlandtrust.org. Well, once again, Maria, thank you very much for taking your time to join us this morning, and I hope a bunch of people join you on the 27th on Zoom.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Marshall.